560 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post. Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260 KTRC.
Hi, this is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and we are on All Things Real Estate. We are here today at Stevens & Consignment Gallery at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Sorry for the little confusion here at the beginning, but hopefully you are going to stay with us for the rest of this program. We're doing a remote broadcast from this fabulous gallery during Mother's Day weekend, and Stevens & Consignment Gallery is having their annual spring sale. Started it off yesterday, and we're just delighted to be here at this fabulous event. We did a remote broadcast from Stevens & Consignment Gallery last October. As Stephen Etri, the co-owner, told us, it was the best fall sale that he's ever had. Anyway, in a few minutes, I'm going to introduce Stephen Etri, the co-owner of this gallery, and Kathy Roberts, CEO of Santa Fe Trust, who both are going to be my co-host today for the broadcast. But before we do that, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And on this day in real estate history, I want to point out that 66 years ago, both Great Britain and the United States celebrated victory over the Nazi war machine in Europe, otherwise known as VE Day. And, of course, that's a very significant occasion. Actually, I think it's one of the most significant liberations of a large chunk of real estate that the world has ever seen. So, again, that's our day in history for real estate. So with Gino Thompson, my producer back at KTRC, and Sarah and Braden, my very able technicians here at Stevens & Consignment Gallery, again located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, I want to kick off things, as I normally do, with the State of the Market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, on this Mother's Day, what kind of special mortgage commentary do you have to offer?
Well, since we're here at Stevens, a consignment gallery, and it's a spring sale, I thought that I'd talk about spring sales even in mortgage world.
Very good.
Somewhat unexpectedly, rates have dropped over the past several weeks. The 30-year rate on Friday was 4.75%. While this is still above the very, very low rates of last year, it's about 0.5% off from the rates that we saw earlier in 2011. Rates are low presumably because our economy is just sputtering along, even though commodities such as gas and food seem to be more expensive today than they were last year. We still have very little job growth. And that's typically what fuels inflation. The president of the Boston Federal Reserve in the last week said that he doesn't expect rates to go up much in the foreseeable future, he said. And, that's an indication that, a lot of economists were looking at a 5.5% rate by the fourth quarter of this year, and we may not see that. Home sales in Santa Fe are reportedly very active by buyers who are now perceiving that prices aren't going to go down much further. So given that these unexpectedly low rates, I think that this represents an opportunity for a real spring sale.
Excellent commentary, and beating that drum as we always do, Andrew, about buyers taking advantage of low interest rates, high inventory, and great selection. You hit it out of the park on Mother's Day. Thank you very much. Are you going to stick around here for a while and tour this gallery?
I'll stick around.
Very good. That's Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, is always offering some very good state-of-the-market commentary. I think I want to say hello quickly. We're a little bit short here on this first segment of the show. To the host of this event, the famous Stephen Etri, who is actually serving as I said, the co-host today on All Things Real Estate, along with Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Stephen, welcome to the show, and thank you, as always, for inviting us to do a remote broadcast from the gallery. Now, this is a very locally owned and well-known Santa Fe institution, and for nearly 30 years, you've been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, accessories, and estate sale services. So you launched your spring sale yesterday, and how has it been?
Well, first of all, welcome, Ray, and welcome to the listeners. This is our, I lose track from year to year. I believe it's our 28th annual sale. We've been doing it on Mother's Day now all those years. It seems to be the time of the spring season where people really are interested in kind of doing spring cleaning and freshening up their home.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday was a really great day for us. The weather was, Mother Nature was very, very forgiving to us.
Yes.
Given all the weather we've had in the past, we were really lucky. We had such a beautiful day.
And you were competing against a lot of things, the Kentucky
uh-huh.
Derby being one, and
sure.
A beautiful day, and I think some late Cinco de Mayo parties.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, you had a good crowd. You have a good crowd out here today. And again, we want to
yep.
invite you to come on down here to 2701 Cerrillos Road, the famous Stevens and Consignment Gallery, his annual spring sale. This is the 25th year, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's 25th or 28th. I've lost track.
Well, nonetheless, you've been doing it successfully for many years. So quickly before we take a break here, Stephen, people that come here today, what can they expect to see?
Well, they're going to see kind of a kind of an exciting environment. There's lots of people. I have I've brought on many, many additional staff members so that they can be served very quickly. I think when people come through, they're going to find that we have re-merchandised the gallery and brought in, I think we brought in about three tractor-trailer loads of additional furniture
uh-huh.
for this sale. And all good quality, and everything is marked down a minimum of 30%. And many things are marked down 35, 40, 50%.
And again, you've got about 11,000 square feet of
just under 12,000, actually.
Just under 12,000.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, on a couple of, I'm sure you do know that from the city. On a couple of occasions, you reminded me that you don't mark the prices up to then mark them down.
No, you know what? We have over 6,000 items,
right? Yeah.
And that's kind of silliness, I think.
Oh, it takes too much time anyway, right?
It's too much effort, and that's really not what we're up to. What we're up to is really giving. It's kind of a thank you to our customer base and to introduce ourselves to new customers. They come in and they get to see some fine furnishings and accessories and antiques and silver and gold. And we do mark it down 30%. We don't mark it up, just mark it down.
Well,
it's a real sale.
Well, I tell you, people have already been pulling and tugging. Stephen had to run away from the table once when we started the show. So I'm going to let you go, my friend.
Thank you.
We're going to have you come back on at the end of the program and talk about this great sale today. So Stephen Etrie of Stephen's Consignment Gallery annual spring sale. I invite everyone to come on down here to 2701 Cerrillos Road. Enjoy all of the things that he has to offer. So before we take a break, I want to quickly introduce my other co-host, the famous also and highly regarded Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. And Kathy threw a curveball to me today. She's actually brought one of her esteemed colleagues, Mr. Steve Bone, who is the Executive Vice President of Santa Fe Trust. And we're going to talk with Steve in a few minutes about some of the very specific things that he handles for Santa Fe Trust. But quickly,
yep.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes, indeed. It is a fabulous day for all the mothers that are out there, and happy Mother's Day to you, Kathy.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be here. I'm a shopaholic, and as soon as we finish the show, I'm going to tour that 12,000.
Well, that's great, and probably buy some stuff, which will be music to Stephen's ears.
Fabulous.
Kathy, what do you think of this this gallery anyway? I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It is absolutely amazing, and I've traveled and moved a lot around the United States. Every time I move or build a new house, I think I got to go get new furniture.
Uh-huh.
And coming down here today, I see some things right now in my eyesight, Ray. Some fabulous rugs.
Okay,
you
got to go grab it before it gets away. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. Gino Thompson, my producer on all things real estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We invite you to all come down here to 2701 Cerrillos Road, Stevens and Consignment Gallery, for the famous spring sale. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from Stevens and Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Come on over here. This is the 25th annual spring sale. Again, we did a remote broadcast from Stevens and Consignment Gallery back in the fall. It was highly successful. Lots of people here today, lots of bargains. Stephen has marked things down as much as 50%, so we encourage you, again, to come on over here to 2701 Cerritos Road. I now want to welcome the Executive Officer of Santa Fe Home Builders Association, Mr. Kim Shanahan. Nice having you on All Things Real Estate, Kim. This spring sale here at Stephens is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. You know, I've been coming to this store for, gosh, 20 years maybe?
I don't know.
It's never missed this sale.
Lisa's
inside right now, finding something, I'm sure.
Lisa, your partner, and she's going to be carefully examining all the things that are out there, and you'll be walking away with something, I'm sure. Anyway, Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association is hosting two major public events this year, as they do each year, and today Kim is going to give us some information on what these events are all about. Kim, I also want to note that one of the major corporate supporters of All Things Real Estate, insurance provider Hub International, is also a big financial supporter of these events. So you've got your Home and Remodel Expo coming up next weekend.
Next weekend, yeah.
And this is a big event. It's going to be at the Convention Center. What can people expect when they go there?
Well, it's a sold-out show. So basically the ballroom floor will be just cram-packed with all kinds of vendors. It's also Community Day on the plaza. So there's going to be a whole lot of folks down in the plaza. The city sponsors that every year, a lot of nonprofits. So after you've gone and checked out the plaza, you know, walk over to the convention center and see what we've got.
And the kinds of exhibitors that will be there really run the gamut. In a little bit, I'm going to have Annie O'Carroll, the famous interior designer, on the show. And she was actually singing your praises the last time she was on the show about the remodeling show. We talked a lot about the variety of people that will be there. But if someone showed up, even with a plan or just a concept, they could meet with people and basically do the whole thing for remodeling, right?
That they actually can, Ray. You know, and folks should actually check out the Albuquerque Journal, the North Edition, this Wednesday on the 11th, because there's going to be a free insert that will list all of the booth participants. I think we've got about 85 participants spread out of over 107 booths.
Uh-huh.
So in the Albuquerque Journal insert this Wednesday at the 11th, it'll list all the people who are going to be at the show. And you're right, it definitely runs the gamut. And I will also say in that insert, we donated our editorial copy, our editorial space, to three area nonprofits who are doing their own remodels.
I see.
Youth Works, which is a good nonprofit here in town. Youth Shelters is another one that just did a remodel. And the Pete's Pets, that's going to be a one-stop shop for homeless folks going through a remodel, too.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, that's very, very generous on your part. Good for you guys.
Well, that means I didn't actually have to write it myself. So
I see. There is a silver lining to it, right?
There is.
I want to bring my other co-host back in today, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, have you been to this remodeling show?
I haven't, but it sounds like a place to be.
Oh, yeah, the Community Convention Center, Saturday and Sunday. It goes from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. And we've guaranteed the weather. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful
Lloyd's
weekend.
Lloyd's of London, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, and something that I've done before with Kim Shanahan and the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association is a remote broadcast, Kathy, from their famous, and this is very famous, I keep using the word today, but this is very famous, their Parade of Homes Tour, which occurs in August. Kim, why don't you remind the listeners what that's all about?
Well, it's really the signal event of our association, and it's probably one of the best home tours in the American Southwest. Santa Fe style is iconic, and we have some of the best builders demonstrating Santa Fe style in that show. Sharon Woods, for instance, was our Grand Hacienda last year. She's got three homes in the show this year, believe it or not.
Wow.
Frank Gonzalez of Giannardi Construction also has three.
Uh-huh.
So when folks do this show, they generally get work out of it as well.
Yeah.
And it really is some just incredible stuff.
And we're delighted and proud to be invited by the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, Kathy, to do the Grand Hacienda, maybe the first weekend too. Again, this is on the 13th and 14th and 23rd and 24th of August. But again, last year when we did it from Sharon Woods' Grand Hacienda winning property, I think, well, someone told me there were 1,000 people that came through the house. Maybe that was during the whole parade.
Well,
I like to think they came just for the radio show.
After your show, they swamped the place, for sure.
That's a real high, to be able to get to one of those.
Well, and the reason I mention this is Kathy Roberts is actually going to be hosting her own remote broadcast in June, which we'll talk about later on in this program. But this is a big event. Kim, I know you're excited about it. You've got some great entrants for it. One last thing before I let you go, and I know you want to go back there with Lisa and buy something, but the Santa Fe City Councilors have approved a measure to actually reduce the affordable housing building quotas and subdivisions around here from 30 to 15%. Am I getting this accurate?
Well, not quite right. I mean, yes, you're right, 30 to 15%. The Planning Commission approved it this past Thursday, and it goes to the City Council on May 25th. And,
okay.
You know, folks, we really do need to get out and support. Councilor Wurzberger introduced it. She's got three other supporters so far. She needs at least one more person to actually be able to get this passed. So,
why is this important to the builders?
Well, because nobody's building. And the subdivisions that have been already approved at 30%, our local banks are telling us we're not going to lend you on a 30% subdivision. So the idea is that if we can get these things rolled back to 15%, might free up some local money to be able to actually get some subdivisions underway. And, you know, we've got some publicly traded companies building homes here in Santa Fe right now, and that price point, but local builders are not, and we're kind of shut out of the game because of the financing restrictions.
So this is an important initiative for anyone that cares about anything associated with real estate. All things real estate's throwing their support behind this, whatever that's worth, but we encourage everyone to go out there, and once it gets to the, I guess, to communicate with your city councilor to encourage them to basically support this initiative.
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
We need to get at least five votes. It'd be great to see unanimity on the council because this really is an important measure.
Right. Kim Shanahan, the chief executive of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. Go buy some stuff.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Please go to Kim's remodeling show at the Convention Center next weekend. Fabulous event. I encourage you to take advantage of it. Kim, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ray, and have a good day.
All right. Talk to you soon. Kathy, got a couple minutes here before we have to take another break. Want me to quickly introduce your colleague?
Yeah, I wanted to just say that Steve Bone, who's the executive, vice president and a trust officer at Santa Fe Trust. Steve keeps his law license here in New Mexico and Indiana, and he's one of the foremost experts in the entire world about charitable vehicles, and real estate and charitable vehicles is a possibility.
I think it's time to go for a raise, Steve.
It right here in my pocket.
Why don't you grab that microphone? Well, I'm going to give you some more time later on in the show, but talk for a moment, Steve, about what your day-to-day responsibilities are with that lead-in. They sound significant.
Well, I'm basically in charge of the charitable division at Santa Fe Trust, and we try and come up with charitable solutions to people that have any real estate that's highly appreciated or other highly appreciated assets, folks that need income tax deductions and also are of a charitable bent. And it's my basic duty to try and help them use some of these various vehicles that a lot of people don't know a lot about to be able to solve their tax issues as well as do really nice things for charity.
Kathy's done a great job on previous shows about talking about charitable trusts specifically, but she said, I really want to bring the experts. So later on in the program, we're going to dive into this in the 6 minutes or so that we have. Kathy, before we take a break here on all things real estate, one thing that you made an announcement about concerns, another state that you have a jurisdictional relationship in now.
Oh, South Dakota.
Yes.
And I've been out stomping around and just got back in town, and everywhere I go, people are interested in a trust where the perpetuities can go on forever, and if they have that much money, you know, the length of the trust doesn't have to end in South Dakota. That's my favorite rule of law, is that they don't recognize that common law, and also asset protection is available in South Dakota. So those are two big products that we can offer.
And I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, again, it's the largest independently owned trust company in New Mexico, if I got that correct.
That's right.
As you've always pointed out, my math is very good. 50% of your clients are in the state. That means the other half are out of the state. So having this relationship with in the Dakotas is an important element, right?
It's a very important element. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of Santa Fe Trust, and it will give an opportunity for all of our current clients to have some additional flexibility, and it also gives more breath for clients who don't work with us today.
Excellent. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable conversation here at Stevens & Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. They're having their annual spring sale. We invite you to come on out here today. Join us in this event. It's really spectacular, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hit broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
OK, Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here today at a remote broadcast at Stevens & Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. We invite you to come on over here. This is the annual spring sale that Stephen has. He has two sales a year, one in the fall, one in the spring. They are two big events. Today, lots of people circulating around, lots of product to be purchased, discounts as high as 50% or more. So, again, come on over to 2701 Cerrillos Road. Before we go back in the program, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call my friend Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Okay, I now want to introduce my friend, another friend of mine, and the well-known interior designer, well-respected one here in town, Annie O'Carroll. Annie, happy Mother's Day to you on this beautiful day.
Thank you, Ray.
And you are very familiar with and are a patron of Stevens at Consignment Gallery. You bring a lot of your clients here. So as a professional interior designer, what's your general thoughts about this terrific spring sale?
Well, the first thing that hit me when I walked in was all of the furniture that's available for exterior spaces, because it's this time of year that furniture is not so easy to find, not so easy to come by, and there's a couple of lines of furniture here, Woodard being one that we sell through my catalogs, and also Hickory Chair that are beautiful and in amazing condition, and sets of four, so you could really come and use them and put them in your car and have your patio refreshed very quickly and for great prices.
Yeah. And you've written about this in your monthly newsletter article. This is springtime, time to maybe change some color out there in the outside and inside the house, freshen things up, take advantage of this beautiful weather we have here in New Mexico. Also, too, one of the things that you talked about the last time I interviewed you was you sort of seconded what Kim Shanahan was talking about, this fabulous remodeling show. Why is it important for people to go to that?
Well, because it's very hands-on. You can bring literally your plans, and you can talk to different contractors about what sort of costing might be available, budgeting for any kind of plan you have. The vendors are there under one roof, as opposed to shopping it and, you know, running around town and having appointments with people. It's all under one roof, and it's the latest and greatest and newest materials available. And I think it's very educational just to be able to go and learn about what's going on in remodeling.
What because you do this a lot in your profession, what would you recommend to someone who maybe has been to Stevens at Consignment Gallery before, but perhaps is sort of overwhelmed by the nearly 12,000 square feet of space? You actually have suggested a couple of strategies on previous shows. When someone comes here today, what should they do? I mean, obviously, mingle around, but...
Well, I think to have a focus, if you are maybe thinking about outdoor furniture, there's benches here. There's a teak bench that could go outside. There's a primitive painted bench that I saw. Those are hard things to find.
Uh-huh.
So I think to be open-minded, but also when you look at a piece, to think about what the piece could be. Could I paint it? Could I reupholster it? Could I cut a leg down? What could I do to this piece to really make it mine? I saw a couple of armoires inside, and for years, TVs were 24 inches. And now there's all of these cabinets available that are beautiful, and how to repurpose a piece of furniture like that, turn it into a wet bar, turn it into an armoire for clothes, really take out the inside and change it and make it a usable piece.
Before I let you go, I want to invite my co-host, CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts, to say hello to you, Annie. And do you have a question for Annie?
Well,
what
I was looking at is, you know, like some of the lighting fixtures and how you make a decision on what you can use inside and what you can use outside based on what you're saying, because I think that can make a difference, too.
Absolutely. Lighting's really important, and they have a big variety of lighting here. And we do have a great store in town called Lighten Up that can wire and put a UL lighting... put a UL rating on a light fixture that you might buy. Even if you buy a lamp base, you can turn that lamp base into a lamp by having it wired here in Santa Fe.
Well, as always, useful suggestions from Annie O'Caro, the famous interior designer here in Santa Fe. And if you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, simply go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Caro logo. Annie, thanks so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you, Ray. Good luck with the sale. It's a beautiful day.
Well, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thank you.
All right. All right, I want to shift back to my co-host and her colleague, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts, and Steve Bone, the Executive Vice President of Santa Fe Trust. Guys, we talked, we sort of teased the listeners in the last segment about some of the things, Steve, that you do on charitable trusts. Won't you drill down a little bit and give sort of the ABC primer, you can grab that in the microphone over there if you want to, about what a charitable trust is and why someone who's out there listening should know about it, think about it, and actually employ it as a strategy in their own financial planning activities.
Okay, thank you, Ray. There are several different types of charitable trusts that can be used in conjunction with real estate transfers. The most popular kind is called a charitable remainder trust. And a charitable remainder trust is what got me to Santa Fe because Garrett Thornburg and Jay Grab at Phase 1 and I helped launch a company called Thornburg Foundation Realty, which combined a REIT with a charitable remainder trust to help folks that had debt-encumbered commercial property that was very low basis be able to reposition that and not pay any capital gain tax, be able to convert their equity into publicly traded securities and basically, you know, I don't want to say cheat the tax man, but avoid any income tax and do something nice for charity. So
yes.
That idea didn't really work too well because it was too complicated, but the charitable remainder trust component lives on and is very, very much alive and well. So one way this might work, Kathy has several rental properties I know around the country. And let's assume that she's to the point where she doesn't want to manage them any longer.
About
to that point. They're very very low basis property. She's fully depreciated them. Let's say that
now back up for a moment. Just okay. So someone understands. I know what you're talking about when you say low basis, but for the benefit
well,
of the
your cost your cost is much less than what you would sell the property
gotcha.
For at fair market value. So
okay.
The difference is your gain, and you're going to pay capital gain tax on that.
Okay.
So if you don't want to pay that capital gain tax, have I got a deal for you?
Okay.
Let's assume also that Kathy doesn't want to have to do another 1031 exchange because she's already been doing that to build her portfolio.
And
up.
A 1031 yeah. exchange, again, for people that are not familiar with it, is a strategy that people can use for its like-minded type of property transfer.
Right, like-kind exchange of real property, and
right.
That's how they kind of increase their portfolio value, and they usually upgrade their portfolio as they go, but they avoid paying capital gains tax.
Okay, very good.
It's possible to blow one of those exchanges, because if you don't find replacement property soon enough after you've already sold your property,
there's a timeline.
You could
yeah.
have a problem. Yeah.
Right.
So that's there's another charitable trust that would help you with that problem we can talk about in another session.
Sure.
But as far as the most popular kind, the charitable remainder trust, Kathy, let's just use as an example, could take one of her properties that's got a very low basis. She doesn't want to do a 1031 exchange with it. She does have some charitable inclinations, and believe me, Kathy has a lot of charitable inclinations. She could take that property and put it into one of these trusts. She would get an income tax charitable deduction for putting the property into the trust that would be equal to the present value of the future gift to charity. Now, the way the trust...
Do that one more time.
Okay.
Equal to the value of what again?
Well, what's going to happen when the trust reaches its term, whatever is in that trust is going to go to charity.
I see. Okay,
okay.
Good.
And that can be at the end of Kathy's life, which is what most people do. So I don't know how many more years she's going to live. Hopefully it's quite a few.
Oh, yeah. We're,
but whatever
we're
the actual
yeah.
whatever the actual value of what's in that trust at her death is going to generate an income tax charitable deduction for her right now.
And then in turn, once that happens, where do those funds actually go? To the designated charity?
Whatever's left in the trust will go to the designated charity. But there's other benefits. And the major benefit
okay.
is that we can take those that real estate and we can sell it inside the charitable remainder trust. And there's no immediate capital gain tax.
No kidding.
So we can put all the value that we get from that trust to work for her in this trust for her life. For her life. And then the next major benefit is this trust has to pay her an income interest for life.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to pay her at least 5% of the value of that trust every year for as long as she lives.
Wow. Quite an interesting strategy, and certainly for the right constituency, something for people to think about. While we're talking about this, because someone may be taking furiously notes down on this one.
I talk fast.
No, that's okay. What's the best way if someone wanted to follow up? Steve, why don't you give out your phone number and contact information?
Okay.
Just call Steve Bone. Call Kathy Roberts. Call us at Santa Fe Trust. And we're at 505-984-2700. Ask for Steve or Kathy, and we will do a consultation for anyone with no cost.
Well, I'm putting Steve under a lot of pressure because this is a live radio show, and he knows he only has 5 or 6 minutes to talk. So even if you do speak quickly, you machine gun the listeners with lots of very useful information. But if you wanted a more thoughtful and a slower sort of description of it, and it sounds to me as a real estate broker like this is something that a lot of people who are in the right niche with these kinds of assets should consider, particularly if they do have a charitable bone in their body, and we hope they all do, right? Anything else regarding charitable trust you want to talk about, Steve?
Well, that's one kind of charitable trust, and in a few minutes I have left, there's another type called a charitable lead trust.
Right.
A charitable lead trust will pay an income interest to charity, usually for a term of years that we can pick, and then at the end of the term of the trust, whatever is left in the trust can come back to you. So we call it a wait-a-while trust. You can
wait a while.
You put money or property into the trust, and you wait a while, and you get it back.
I see.
So in the meantime, you're doing something really nice for charity, and at the same time, you're going to get the property back. There are two major varieties of this type of trust. One of them is an estate tax avoidance play to be able to get the value of that property out of your estate, and we don't know what's going to happen with the estate tax rules.
Yes.
You know, right now, there are not many people in New Mexico that probably are worth $10 million or more, but that might not be around much more than 18 months. You know, so
for those people that are, watch the newspaper. That's for
watch
sure.
the newspaper. Yes.
Right.
So this type of trust, there are two types, and one type will generate a whopping big income tax deduction for you.
Uh-huh.
So let's say that you go out and you sold your property, or your 1031 exchange went bust, and you had to realize all that gain. And you still have time this year to put together something called a grantor charitable lead trust, we can design one of those to create an income tax deduction that could pretty much wipe out the tax you're going to have to pay on the sale if you don't do something wise like this.
I see.
And one of the neat things about it is you think of a tree that produces fruit. You take the tree and you put it into an irrevocable vehicle, lock it up in a box, if you will, and the fruit's going to be paid out to the charity for the term of years that we pick. And then once the term is over, you're going to get the tree back, and it's going to keep producing fruit.
I like that metaphor. I think
like
a lot
that?
Of the listeners probably said, now I get what he's talking about. That's a very good way of
And it will work with real estate.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be able to pay that lead interest. So let's say you've got a piece of real estate that is you're generating income, and let's assume that you're not really paying any tax because you've got depreciation.
Right.
You can generate that income and pay that out to the charity. And you're going to get your income tax deduction, which is equal to the present value of all the money you're going to pay to charity over the term of the trust. So it's much larger than the income tax deduction for a charitable remainder trust because the charity has to wait for its money, and that's farther down the road. So with a lead trust, the charity is getting its money right now, and that means the time that it's going to be getting the money over is much shorter starting today. And the present value of that interest is going to be much greater, so that's going to generate a higher income tax deduction.
Well, I want to commend Kathy Roberts. You've got a smart man that you've hired here.
That's what I told you.
Yeah, and you really did give the listeners a lot of stuff to think about. We need to probably have an entire show just on those two forms.
We can give you examples and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We'll make it more clear for people.
But again, this is Steve Bone, the Executive Vice President with Santa Fe Trust, along with his colleague, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts. We're going to take a break here with Gino Tuss, my producer on all things real estate. When we come back, we'll come into our last segment, the famous Open House of the Week segment, which we are doing today from Stevens and Consignment Gallery at their annual spring sale located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Come on over here and join us, and if you do, we might put you on air, okay? Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Right. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and by the sound of that music, you know that we've reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And rather than a regular broker open house today, we are doing a live remote broadcast from Stevens and Consignment Gallery at his famous annual spring sale. We invite you to come on over here to 2701 Cerrillos Road. You can see Stevens Consignment Gallery, look at all the fabulous furniture, art, accessories, and talk to them about their estate sale services as well. And you can also meet the delightful Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, who has been co-hosting the show with me today. We've been having some fun, haven't we, Kathy?
We have great time. Great weather, great shopping.
Yeah.
Can't get better.
And you're about ready to, after this, you're saying to me, Ray, this show has to end soon.
I got
to
go shopping.
Yeah, you're seeing people walk away with things I think you want, right?
It's a problem if we're a shopaholic.
Anyway, we're going to have Stephen Etri come on the show here in a minute, but before we we do that, I want to tell you that
Steve is selling something to someone.
I think he probably is. Last Sunday, I did a remote broadcast from 20 Vista Redonda, located in Tusuki near the Encantado Resort, only 15 minutes from the Santa Fe Plaza. I was joined by my Sotheby's International Realty colleagues, Caroline Russell and Shane Cronenwith, and other guests for an interesting conversation about this superb home featuring panoramic mountain views. Now, I highly recommend that you check out this three-bedroom, five-bath residence, which boasts a separate guest house and sits on more than 7 acres of land with expanses of glass showcasing massive vistas. This extraordinary home features great attention to architectural detail, offering slate floors, rich mahogany cabinetry, an outstanding great room with a huge fireplace, a generous owner's suite with double baths, abundant closet, and beautiful gardens. For information about this home, please call my fellow brokers, Caroline Russell, at my fellow broker, Caroline Russell, at 699-0909. That's 699-0909. And discover why 20 Vista Redonda in Tusuki is such a fabulous property. Kathy, we were out there outside last week, and if you remember, it was incredibly cold. We actually sat out in the snow and did the show.
But I know approximately where that is, and it's a great area.
Oh, it's a fabulous area.
And that spa is fabulous.
Absolutely. I want to welcome back to Frenetic and very happy Mr. Stephen Etri, who is the owner, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. Stephen, we're delighted to be doing
it. I'm back.
You are back.
You're busy.
Mother.
Yeah, amen, hallelujah.
Lots of people that are really pulling and tugging at Stephen because they want to take advantage of the great sale that you're offering today. Stephen, how's it going inside?
Well, you just pinned it. It's frenetic, it's busy, and everybody seems to be happy. I see a lot of smiling faces, both on my customer end as well as my staff. So everybody seems to be pleased.
Well, that's good, and I see people are actually walking away with quite a few.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. I think people are leaving. I mean, yesterday and today's shaping up to be the same. I mean, yesterday we did more deliveries than we've done probably in four sales, which tells me people are interested in bringing something fresh and new into their homes.
And you're going to be open for the sale today. This is the second day of the sale until 6 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, we'll be open until 6 this evening, and then the sale's over until fall.
That's right.
October
whatever
11,
it
it'll be that'll be the next time.
Yeah, well, and between May and October, you're going to be getting a lot more inventory in here.
Well, that's the idea, is to move a lot of items out of here such that I can make room for the new items to come in. And we're very lucky. You know, we've been doing this for so long in Santa Fe. We get a good lion's share of what's offered.
Right.
So we are, you know, we like to take the better of what's offered to us, and we want to have room to accept it.
Yeah. Stephen, we've talked a lot on previous programs, and you've given some very, very accurate commentary about the difference between coming to the gallery and actually buying stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
Today, people are able to come here, see, touch,
right,
you know, move around, and they can't do that on online. Not that we want to, you know, trash online shopping, but you
know. No, it has its place, but there's a difference. I mean, you know, it's like I told you in the past. It's like my aunt says. You want to be able to touch it, smell it, feel it. And, and you want to take it for a test drive.
Yeah.
So, you know, being able to have that access to things. And having said that, I mean, I've had numerous customers who have become old customers when they were new customers have said, I can't believe what you have here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is better than a lot of the museums I've gone to.
Yeah.
And like I say, and it's better. We don't charge admission, and you can touch it.
That is, and then it is a compliment, though, to those early years of what you've done here. Now, you and the reason why we're doing the show today, besides Stephen's Consignment Gallery is a supporter of all things real estate, but one of the main reasons we're doing the show today is that you do a lot of business with the real estate community, real estate brokers, their clients, buyers, sellers, homeowners. Besides people coming here today and buying stuff for their property, like Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, is going to do in a few minutes. You also, well, she is, I can guarantee you that.
I've been eyeballing things.
but you do a lot of estate sale work with real estate brokers.
We do. And, you know, Ray, I mean, just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, we completed a sale out off of the old Las Vegas Highway. And that was the result of a broker who has known us over the years and who has been reminded of our services through the show that gave us a call and introduced us to her customer who had a need. The house sold. He was moving into a much smaller scale-back dwelling. And he had no idea what to do with what was there. And she said, "Well, give Stephen a call and let him, you know, let him see what he can do for you."
Uh-huh.
And as it turned out, he didn't have as much in the house as we normally would like. And so what was wonderful was he was agreeable to allow us to bring items that came from a state Suzuki that sold, that removed it from the house, put it in storage, and it was a large house, 8,000 square foot house, five storage units.
Wow.
And they had no way of getting rid of it. Once it goes into storage, it's very difficult to deal with.
Sure.
So we were able to work a program to move the items from storage into this house, set it in this house. We advertised it as such, and it was extremely successful. Even just yesterday, I had folks come in who said, "I can't believe the feel that you had off the Las Vegas Highway. That stuff was so reasonably, quite quality." And everybody walked away with something as a winner. And the executor of the estate for the large house that was in storage was extremely pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman who owned the house was exceedingly happy that he didn't have to deal with those items he couldn't handle.
Right. Well, that's an excellent story about how working with the real estate community can
mm-hmm.
be very productive and very rewarding for everyone involved, brokers, the seller, buyers, the whole nine yards. And so I encourage you. Now, you've got a few estate sales coming up.
We do. This next weekend, boy, I don't know how I'm doing it.
Yeah? Well, hey, listen, you're a young guy. That's fine.
6 weeks in a row here.
Yeah.
Next weekend, we'll be conducting a doubleheader. We'll be having a sale out in the La Vida Aldea area,
mm-hmm.
and that features high-end designer furnishings and high-end gymnasium equipment. I mean,
right.
You know, Gold Gym and all these other pieces that I probably should see more of in my life on a daily basis, but I don't. And we have a second sale it's over on Marcelo's Loop off of St. Francis. That is an old Santa Fe home. The gentleman passed on, and his son has asked us to liquidate everything in the house for him. And, you know, that'll feature some mid-century modern pieces and just good everyday household items that people seem to like.
Well, I encourage everyone to actually check in with Stephen's the Consignment Gallery about these estate sales, because these are a fabulous opportunity for you to be able to find things
mm-hmm.
that you might not be able to find anywhere else,
right.
And take advantage of Stephen's fine service in offering these estate sales throughout the summer. Stephen, I want to let you go back to working with the clientele here today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you having us on this beautiful Mother's Day, and thank you very much for letting us do a remote broadcast. Okay, talk to you
Take
soon.
Care.
All right, bye-bye. Kathy, got about a minute here before we have to go. Any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners?
I just wanted to say, after listening to Stephen, that we've worked with him a couple of times when we've closed down estates, and as a person who's had more than one home, I'd like for him to be on the East Coast and everywhere, because that's a service that, you know, corporate movers and those kinds of people that are moving quickly really need.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've left a lot of houses with the Christmas tree up for years.
Well, you're actually giving commentary about the fact that one of the main sources for Stephen's Consignment Gallery in their estate sale work is with trust organizations Santa Fe Trust. So, Kathy, listen, I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank
Hope you.
You
had some fun.
We had fun, and it's a great day. Come on down, everybody.
Well, that's a great invitation. That's Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Thank you so much for offering your commentary today. I want to thank all my guests for offering some fabulous real estate commentary, and I invite you to come on down here to Stephen's Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, and take advantage of the gallery's terrific spring sale. Gino Thompson, my producer, Sarah, and Braden, my technicians, as well as Kate and Debbie back at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving our loyal listeners a very good show today. Thank you for tuning into the program, and if you need some help with your own real estate needs, please give me a call, Ray Post, at 989-8900, and please join Steve Rima of Fidelity National Title next Sunday, who will be a guest host on the show when I'm out of town. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.